Duncan ain't just Get Prepared. This is your career engineer, and we hope that you enjoy this audio from TCENow.com. Hey everyone, don't get anxious, get prepared. I'm your career engineer, Francina Harrison. And today we're dealing with, or we're doing what we call our Ask the Career Engineer. We're here with you on the first Monday live of every month. So it's a great idea, a great time for you to come in, get your questions answered. I'll be reviewing two questions that were submitted to me. Plus, I'm going to deliver to you guys today what I call your monthly dose of TCE tips and tricks and what's going on in the employment situation, jobs report, job openings that will be happening now and later. So you know how we roll over here. Get your pens, invite your friends. Yeah, I said the word pens. I know it's a low-tech thing, but it really works. But we're going to dive right into that with our tips, our tricks, and answering your questions. So we'll be right back. Yeah, I told you we keep it real, you keep it simple, and we do what we do here in TCE land. So like I said, I will be answering your questions. I've got two that I've picked out. Remember to subscribe, follow, share your comments right here in our comment section, whichever platform you're enjoying this on, and definitely share our broadcast now or later with folks that you think could benefit. This show is brought to you by TCENow.com, which is the home of the career engineer. And again, I'll be looking for your thoughts and your comments. If you have a question in between, like when next first Monday comes, just send me a query question at info@TCENow.com. We'll select one or two that I think really would be interesting. All of them are great, but there's some like, that's a good one. And we may use it for a podcast or actually answer your question here on this show. So let's dive right into what's happening like right now. So the jobs report, the employment situation at this time of our show, we're near the end of the year, right? It's the December news. So some things will be coming out after you listen to me today, because remember, the first Friday, normally, depending on the calendar of the month, is when we get our jobs report information from BLS.gov, of course, DOL.gov, that's the Department of Labor, all kinds of good info for you to listen to and get empowered and inspired and get busy with your career, life, or business. But BLS.gov has some really good stats and data. So new ones will be coming out tomorrow. I think the JOLTS report will be here the Tuesday tomorrow, but also first Fridays of the month, you'll get it. But right now, what I will share right now as I'm talking to you today, here's what's up. Here's what's going on. We have a 3.9% as of today. Now, I'm going to be so looking to the number that comes out with the report on first Fridays of this month to see if we're higher, the same, or slightly lower. But this is incredible. Under 4% is good. In my home state of Virginia, it is 2.7. So your own individual home state could be less than the national average. What does that mean for you? It means it's good news. It means if you're looking to move up, looking to do something different or move out, the market is in your favor. In fact, with some of the other news that we have with the JOLTS report that will be coming out, I think there's about 9 million jobs that are still open, like unfulfilled, like they're open. No one has filled them. I just want to say that twice in case folks didn't get it, right? So that's some really good news. That's some incredible news. So with those numbers being that great, I want to segue real quickly to what you need to do in your career. Like maybe right now, if you're thinking about, I'm happy where I am, or maybe I want to move up, or maybe I want to see what's out there. So let me give you some things that I think that's really important at this stage of the game, right? Right now, you want to look at what you've done all this year, right? Everything. So my entrepreneurs, this is for you too. My self-employed, this is for you too. Like look at your accomplishments. Look at what went great and what did not. And this is a good time, not no judgment zone here, but just to reflect and to look at, to review before you make a new plan for next year. I mean, everyone always says, I'm going to get a new job or I'm going to lose weight. I'm doing all that. Okay, that's all great. Those are great words. But you know, you can't see where you're going if you don't know where you've been. So this is a great time to take some time, invest some time in you to reflect on the great stuff and the stuff that didn't go so well. I mean, we say setbacks below, but you know what I mean? Maybe you tried, you took a class, you thought it would do something, it didn't, you know, or maybe the way you approach things, you know, really have an honest conversation with yourself. What really crushed it? What really rocked? What went well? but you got to also have the same conversation of what didn't do so well and put the vanity and the whole, I got to keep face, right? That's what we used to say in the old days. Hey, if it didn't work, it didn't work. So don't use it again next year. Okay. So if you got to really think of how something could be improved. I mean, I like the word re-engineer. Maybe it was a good, it was good coming out the gate, but maybe it lost some steam. You know, you got to look at those things and see how you can improve them. And then incorporate a lot of that into your plan. So consider also your goals, your career goals. I mean, were they relevant? Were they realistic? Were they real? I just have to ask because, you know, your goals and your desires. I mean, I believe in dreaming out loud. I believe in dreaming in color, hint the red hat today, dreaming outside the lines, coloring outside the lines. I'm big on all of those things. But you also have to be realistic. As much as I am, let's say, a great customer management, a customer service person, but I want to be, you know, I want to fly, be one of the pilots in SpaceX because I happen to like the atmosphere and I'm really good with clouds. And I really like, I've watched Star Wars and I'm really a good fit for that. Realistically, I am not going to be the pilot for SpaceX. Even if it's a remote control pilot, you don't want me being the pilot for SpaceX. But the places where I have good gifts and talents, that's where I need to rock. So rethink your goals, rethink your desires. I'm not saying get rid of them. I'm saying just be realistic with them. I mean, there's lots of opportunity. I just said over 9 million jobs are open. So think about your location. Think about your environment. Think about what's important for you in your family. You know, sometimes in certain stages of our life, hey, we got to be close to the zip code. Maybe you can be far, far away. And if that is the case, still think about what's important to you outside of the 9 to 5, because you know what? Where we work and why we work and how we work, all those things are very important right now. And again, this is where, and even with my business people, because yes, I am your career engineer, but guess what? I have a small SWAM business here in Virginia, which means I'm in business too. So we have to make good decisions. We got to look at what went well. We have to look at our setbacks. We got to think about our plan for next year. So don't entrepreneurs and anyone that's in business as well. So get those changes. You know, be honest with yourself. There's no need to try to impress. And then, you know, just be honest with yourself. If it flew, keep it flying. If it fell, don't put it up again and think of something different. Again, make those changes as well in terms of your entrepreneurship. So those are my doses. My dose for you this month is reflect and plan. Don't just jump and do stuff. I tell you, that's a bad idea. It's always a bad idea. But reflect and plan. This is a great time to it. Most of your competition has holiday-itis going on. I still think this is a great time to find a job, though. I'm really big on getting jobs in December and things of that nature. But, you know, make sure you reflect and plan. So that's my dose for you this month. If you're just coming on board, remember you can catch the replay of this. It'll be available shortly. I am live right now. But those of you who are joining us live, if you have a question or a comment, you can put that in the chat and I will answer them live. I'll do this first Mondays of every month. And we're live here on various platforms. So as I shared before, share our content with others and things of that nature. But I am going to bring a couple emails were submitted. I picked some, and this was one from a boss, which I thought was really cool because employers are people too. Managers are people too. So this says, I'm a supervisor and we're still experiencing lots of turnover. We offer good pay, but folks keep quitting or still quit for more money. What can we do? So, and you're not the only one. We still see movement, you know, movement in the workforce. Recruiting is one side of the house, retention is another. To the supervisor, you saying money is, they leave more for money. I'm going to tell you, and this, I mean, that could be true. We, you know. I don't have any background on where, you know, the name of the company you work for or what job it is, but I'm going to tell you, most people leave jobs because of managers. I know it's hard. That's one of them hard things, right? Folks rarely leave the company. They leave management. Some people do leave the company for more money, but you know, you have some folks that, I mean, I think of the great Tom Brady. I have to bring him up. Of course, he could have been making more money playing someplace else. And yeah, he did leave after so many years, but he stayed. Why? Because he felt part of the vision. Well, he was the vision, wasn't he? So you see what I'm saying? So it ain't always the money thing. It might be how people are vested into your company. Do they have meaningful work? Is it maintainable work? Is it sustainable work? Do they feel part of the process? Are they heard? Are they listened to? All those things impact. And I'm going to tell you, when someone has an environment that really is it works for their 9 to 5 and their 5 to 9, and they have some buy-in, right? We talk about buy-in in business, but the employee has some buy-in in what they're doing. They stick around. So maybe it ain't just the money. Maybe it's the style of management. Maybe it's the ecosystem. Maybe it's the environment. Maybe it's all of those or none of the above. And another hint for my supervisors, if someone does just leave for money, they weren't a good fit for you anyway, were they? Just think about that. So perhaps in your interviewing, some of the things you should be, I know folks use standard interviewing all the time, but maybe some of the questions you should be asking is looking for questions to gauge longevity, stickability. Okay, that's a new word I've just invented right now. How are they going to stick with you? How do you do those reference checks to find out how often they are moving? I mean, things happen and people move, but if you wanting someone to stay around, there may be some ways in your assessment that you can gauge that better. So that's for all my supervisors out there. My immediate takeaway, folks don't leave companies. They leave managers. That's what we are finding, okay? So again, you're watching The Career Engineer. We do this once a month. We have our Career Engineer, Ask the Career Engineer section. And we also do our, I think, what have I called it now? I've changed the name because I always like changing names and stuff. But we call this our, we're giving you some tips and tricks from us and sharing some good news and, you know, just some things for you to use, some tips. And so I talked about for December, there's some things you need to do. So if you missed it, definitely catch the replay. Here's my second question I'm going to go with. Oh, this is okay. Everybody. Okay. How interesting. Do you have to give, well, it said a week's notice, but I think they mean 2 weeks because most people don't give a week, but a 2 week notice. If you don't, what happens? Well, so I'm going to put it this, because we have 50 states that have 50 different rules, right? So in my state, for example, I live in the great state of Virginia, right? So the two-week notice, this is a right-to-work state. So you could be, whomever sent this email to me, you could be in a right-to-work state, which means neither you nor the employer have to give notice, right? Like you can show up on work today and get a pink slip. I mean, if you have less than 50 people working, there's some other laws with that. But, you know, in a right-to-work state, it's the right to work, and termination can happen at any time, with or with a cause, as long as we're not violating any of the things that we can't violate. Okay, so that's a whole nother thing. However, so that's the rule. So that's, you know, depending on the state you're in. I believe, and this is your career engineer talking with a red hat today, unless there's some real toxic, when I say, now the word toxic has been redefined, but I'm saying workplace danger, you know, like, I mean, you going to work is threatening your life and your well-being and things of that nature. I know I'm going to get some feedback on this, but this is how I feel. A 2 week professional notice, depending on what you do, is professional. It's just a professional thing to do. I mean, unless there's some imminent danger threat to your life, I mean, you know, someone's getting ready, you know, someone, you know, you get this bad news and management doesn't handle it and you got to go out the door because you fear for your life. That's a different conversation. But hey, I got a new job offer. I'm ready to move to my next. I want to quit tomorrow. Well, you should give professionally a 2 week notice. In some cases, depending on the nature of the job you have, if you're a manager, it may be a month's notice. It depends on the place you work. So they will have, in fact, in your onboarding, they may have, you know, if you had a good onboarding, they would have shared with you their policy or procedures or preferences. What's the benefit of a 2 week notice? Well, I'll tell you what, you asked, what will happen if you don't? Well, if you give the 2 week, and, you know, you do things decent and orderly, and you're making sure you're passing the football. You notice my football analogies today, right? To the next person coming online, you know, you're very professional and you're exiting, you know, and that type of thing. When it's time for those references, you might still can get a great work reference from HR, you know, sharing how you exited and things of that nature. But it's just, it leaves a good feeling because you know what? 5 years from now, 10 years from now, a year later, someone that you just quit might be in a position somewhere on LinkedIn doing something different. And they're going to remember you just left out. You walked out for no, like you just left today because, hey, I got a new job. I'm out of here. And they will remember that more than they'll remember your resume and all the great stuff you did at that job. So the 2 week notice is a professional courtesy on both ends. No, you legally in most cases don't have to do it, but I think it's the right thing to do because reputation outweighs resume any day. Remember that. Just remember that, right? So again, toxic workplace, you know, your health, your, you know, because we have, unfortunately, workplace situations where folks go to work that day and they don't go home. So there's different reasons for leaving that day. But for most of us who are just transitioning to your next, let's keep it professional. Let's do it what we need to do. For those of you who are watching live, you have a question or comment or thought, feel free to put in the chat and I'll read it. If you want to learn more about Your Career Engineer TCE, please visit our website at tcenow.com. Again, that's tcenow.com. Before I leave, I do want to do a shameless plug. But hey, my book is not new. It's a third edition of A Mind to Work. There it is right there. The Life and Career Planning Guide for Folks Who Still Need to Work by yours truly, Francina Harrison, is available right now on Amazon or directly from us. But the Amazon, they'll ship it to you. You order it from me, I'll sign it for you. We have our great launch by, I think it's what, $15.95 in our launch special. It's a great gift for anyone who is still needing to be here. That's my, even my retirees are coming back. I also am loving the comments I'm getting about my cover. There was a whole lot that went into that thing. And it's not an eye, it's a gear, just for those who want to know. But yeah, check out our book, A Mind to Work. Order from Amazon. If you have your copy, we would appreciate your reviews and let us know what you think about it, all right? So we're almost near our, well, actually, I'm a little over my 15 minutes. I want to make sure you guys have a powerful and purposeful week. I look forward to being here with you next first Monday of the next month, which might be the new year. Go figure. See how fast that goes. So, but I thank you for tuning in with us today. So remember, don't get anxious, get prepared. I am your career engineer and I want to wish you guys a safe and happy holiday too. I mean, if you watch this in February, I'm going to wish you a great holiday too, because there's also a holiday in February. Y'all get what I'm saying? So, but y'all be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I think I'm going to end on this great video, actually, about, I guess just about me. All right, y'all be blessed. See you soon. Thanks for watching our Career Engineer Show. I hope you learned a lot about today's topic. If you enjoyed the show, please let me know by visiting our website, tcenow.com, and sending me an email. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for listening to this TCE audio. Make sure you find us at tcenow.com, tcenow.com. Don't get anxious, get prepared.